Hello, my name is Evan Jacobs, and welcome to the Orange County Hardcore Scenester Aftermath Podcast. These interviews are part of an ongoing series chronicling the hardcore punk music scene in Orange County, California, and sometimes elsewhere. They are an addendum to the film Orange County Hardcore Scenester. This is a documentary I made that chronicles the 1990s hardcore punk scene. You can stream Orange County Hardcore Scenester on Vimeo. For $2 a month, you can watch every Anadenia film by subscribing to Anadenia Films Unlimited on Vimeo. Links for all this stuff are in each episode description. To support this podcast, please like, rate, and review it. Also, please subscribe to Anadenia Films TV on YouTube, where you can view all of these podcasts in their original video form.
This is from my dear friend Pat. He gave this to me today.
Oh, whoa. Hold on. This is a game changer. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, take a look at this. It hasn't been touched in 30 years. Look how yellow the white paper got.
Look at that beauty. Huh? Hey, I'd like to take a picture of that, actually.
I like evolving sound to some degree. I thought this evolution was a little bit too much. I think it should have had a little more stages. I think this could have been the third record, not the second. I think the second would have been a little more half-half, and then this would have maybe been the third record. I got to write one of the songs on this record, which is called A Wish to Dream. And we actually wrote that in a band between Unity and Uniform Choice called When's the Promise in the early 80s. And Big Frank Harrison played bass in that band for a little while. And so we decided to, you know, name this current band Winds of Promise. But so within that early version of Winds of Promise, Wish to Dream was written. The Man Against Man, No For An Answer song was written. It was originally called A Better Man, and Dan changed it to Man Against Man. A lot of the stuff on the Unity Blood Days album was written in that. I'm not sure what else, but it was a pretty fun time. Me and Frank used to go bodyboarding and stuff, and it was just big and tattooed, and we'd paddle out at the, you know, jetties in Newport, and the kids would be like, oh my God, that guy's huge and scary. The nicest guy in the world, you know, little did they know.